Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Psychic Reading Sundays with your girl, Lennis. How's everybody doing? I hope you had a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. This is the last Sunday of the month, so I hope everybody had a good holiday. I know I did. It was quiet this year, but you know what? Sometimes quiet is good. I mean, it's good, too, to have the big family and 30 people at your house, but sometimes when it's just an intimate few, it's as nice as well. So, and let's see what else. Happy birthday to anybody having birthdays this week from the 30th to December 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, December 6th. Happy birthday. So, happy birthday of Sagittarius right now. Happy birthday to all the Sagittariuses. All right. Let's see. I don't have any formal announcements. Oh, I do need to tell y'all this. The moons. Because you know how we like to keep up. So, for December, write this on your calendar, everybody. The full moon is going to be the 6th, which I believe is next Friday. So write that down, the full moon. You know, that's when things get quirky, and we are in the holidays. And then the new moon is going to be on the 21st of December, just prior to Christmas. That's the new moon's the 21st. The full moon is the 6th this Friday. So you know what you need to do. Do it. Also, check on my website. There's a new prayer up over there, and it's a financial prayer, and I think you will really enjoy it. It's with the help of Miss Nina. Let me just say this. The chat room is open. Y'all know who Miss Nina is. She's a moderator for the chat room as well as the manager for the Essence of Success Radio Network and a psychic and a Reiki master. So she helped me with this prayer, and I was just telling her before the show started last night, I spent an hour praying and meditating, and I just felt so good. I really did. I felt so good. So I hope that you all enjoy it too. Let's see. And I guess without further ado, as they say, you know, we always start with prayers. So since we're in the holiday season, and I know people – you know, need a little extra money to do their shopping or maybe to catch up on some bills, whatever, I'll do a couple of financial prayers. But you got to go to my website now for the really nice one Nina and I put together. Okay, God provides us every day with financial abundance. For God, angels, and miracles are our shepherds. We shall not want. The desires of our lives are fulfilled. We have no worries. Love, so be it. It is already done. Thank you, God. I am that I am. God opens all portals of money and let it flow constantly for us with no beginning or ending here and now. God's blessings pouring out from known and unknown spirits of past life, present life, and future life from all dimensions of time and space. Love, so be it. Thank you. I am that I am. And remember today, that which is sent to us, I don't care whether you're on the phone or in the chat room or listening audience, that is not for our highest good. Be it returned to the sender. Love, so be it. Thank you. All right. and I hope everybody is blessed. Last week we had a couple of people. I do want to let you know, Melvin and I believe it was Mary, we did pray for you last week about three different times. So I hope the things in your life, if you're listening today, that you've seen some changes. Also, we have a prayer line. I don't, but it's a friend. I shouldn't say we. Prayer line that comes on Monday through Friday. And I gave out the phone number and stuff last week. I'll try and find it during the show. I'm looking at my desk right now, and I'm like, oh, my God, where's the phone number? But anyway, I'll find it before the end of the show and give it out again, because the prayer line is at 8 o'clock on the East Coast. And it's 5 o'clock on our time on the West Coast. So I'll give you more information about that at the close of the show. And let's see. Other than that, I guess that's it. I'm just starting to rattle on now. So let's start taking calls. You're listening to Psychic Reading Sundays with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, and Miss Nina is there to assist. So thank you all for joining us on the phones or in the chat room or the listening audience. We are going to have a fantastic show today. All right, so let's begin. Area code 484, you're on the line with Linus. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Linus. This is Tonetta calling you back. How are you?
Hi, Tonetta. I am doing terrific. How are you today?
I'm hanging in there. Basically, I have tried to do whatever I could with Dan. He's still trying to text me. I even blocked him from texting me. And he reached out through Facebook and said, why did you block me? So I unblocked him. So I don't know what to do, because he's seesawing, and I'm trying to nail this down where he's got to make a decision. So I texted him today, and I basically said, look, you know, I need you to be here, over here, full time. I want to see you every day, and I'm ready for you to move in and get things going. And that's how I left it, Linus. And he's claiming he's not with nobody else. There's nobody else. So I need to know, what is he going to do here, Linus?
Yeah, he is seesawing back and forth.
Right.
Because
I told him,
I'm going to tell you this, Tonetta. You've told him how you felt in the bottom line. So,
yeah, but I just,
you know how old folks have
this
saying, you either need to okay.
Yep,
yeah, I was going to
say,
old folks have this.
Yes.
Okay, so what you need to do, you've given him the bottom line. You've told him what's going to be if we're going to be together.
Yeah.
If he's going to adhere to it, fine. I see him still wavering. I see you two together, but I see him wavering. So I think you're doing the right thing right now. Leave it alone. Once you've told him what time it is, leave it alone. Don't pursue it anymore. If he wants you, trust me, he will be there and he will do what you requested. If it's meant to be, it will be. So that's what I'm telling you. You've done your best. You did everything that you should do. So now the ball is in his part. It's in ball is in his court.
Right,
so
but
you don't
see him moving in the next couple of days or in December.
No, I see him wavering.
Mhm.
I see him wavering. Yeah. So that's why I'm telling you, you've done your part. There's
right.
nothing else more for you to do, but it's up to him. You know, yes or no, you're coming or not. You know, because
that's
we
it.
Have free will and free choice, so
mm-hmm.
there's not a mandate. It's up to him. In his mind, his spirit, and his
mm-hmm.
heart, you know,
right.
to solidify this relationship. But he's just, you know, Dan, bless his heart, he has some issues making up his mind.
Yeah.
But you've done your part. You don't
right,
have anything to feel bad about. You
right.
just pat yourself
keeps,
on the back.
Right, he keeps messaging me saying there is no other woman. Well, if there's no other woman, Linus, then what's the problem?
It's not about women. Dan is the one working with issues within himself.
Okay. Yeah,
it has nothing to do with somebody on the outside.
Right, I kept accusing him, saying there has to be another woman.
Why do you don't ever throw that in the mix? I'm going to tell everybody right now that's listening, don't ever throw another woman up in a man's face. And if there's men on the line, don't throw a woman up in another's face. And if there's partners, if you're gay, do not be throwing your last partner, whatever, up in your friend's face. That only causes more drama and arguments. Person and say, what is it between us? Why isn't it working it out? Don't say, well, are you seeing another woman? Are you gambling? Are you drinking or using drugs? No. Go to the person and just say, what is it that's not working out between us?
Right.
There you'll
that's
get a
why...
better response than accusing
right.
somebody. Because when you start accusing and using expectations, it will never work.
Yeah.
You
that's
hear
what
me?
I've been doing. And I told him, I said, I can't keep living
works.
Like this. Right.
Okay. Well, I'm telling you, you did all you had to do. Go on. Live your life. If he's going to be
yep.
there, you'll know it. He'll be there. He'll
right.
be there, Tonetta. You did everything that you did. You did it correctly. You did it right. So it's up to him now. So it's
right.
just things that he's dealing with within himself. So, yeah.
Okay.
If he shows up, he's there on Thanksgiving. I mean, Christmas, whatever, God bless. Or you hear from him before Friday, God bless. You two can sit down. And he sticks to his word. You know what I'm saying? When he talks to you, you tell him, word is bond. So I'm believing what you're saying. So don't change your mind. If this is to be, then so be it. Right?
Yeah, because I can't
okay.
I can't keep living
right.
life like this.
All right. No, I understand. I understand that totally. Okay. Well, that's all I can tell you, Tonetta. Other than that, you did good. Just wait and see what his response is going to be.
Okay.
All right. Thank you
Thank
for
you.
Calling, and I wish you the very best. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Next caller, area code 207. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi there. My name is Rolina. How are you?
Hi, Rolina. I'm doing terrific. How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right. All right. What can I help you with, Miss Intellect?
Well, I'm just curious if you see any kind of love life around me.
Yeah, there's a man right now, as you were talking. He's comedy. A jam man. He's funny. I almost want to say he's a scammer, but this man is not a scammer. He's just funny. That's what I'm picking up. The angels got me laughing because I can feel his spirit, and he's just funny as heck. He's not that tall. He's probably about 5'9". He's got medium brown hair, and he loves to play golf. He's a golf addict. When is this man coming? You're going to meet him at a gathering or a party. That's what they told me at first, at a party, that you'll meet this man. Abramson, he's Jewish. I'll tell you that, the guy is Jewish. I'm getting like Abraham for the name. But good guy. He's a good guy. He's just funny. He's just funny. He's
funny
really
good.
A hoot. Yeah, he's a hoot. But anyway, you're going to meet him. I'll put it like this. You'll meet him before Christmas. That's guaranteed.
Oh, wow.
I can see that very clearly. You will meet him before Christmas. Like I said, you're at a party. And it's like you and a girlfriend or maybe like a brother or relative or something. And, you know, you're just visiting and you get introduced to this man. So when you do, have your pen and paper and write down those digits. But, yeah, you'll enjoy him. You'll enjoy him. You two might have a long-term relationship. I'll tell you why. He's kind of like opposites attract, but he fills those voids within you, spiritually, mentally, and physically. So when you meet him, just think about that while you two are talking, you know, back and forth. But he will fill those voids in your life. He's a good guy. At least he'll keep you laughing. You know, he'll keep you positive and upbeat.
Right.
You won't be feeling down or out or nothing like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Awesome.
And
well,
he's financially set, so you don't have to worry. He's financially set. In fact, he could take care of you, to be honest. The guy's got he's got money. He could actually take care of you, but that's not the important. The important part is spiritually, mentally, and physically, yes.
Right.
Abraham
is
your guy.
Absolutely.
He's Jewish,
absolutely.
5'9", medium built, brown hair. Got it?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Rolina. Have a good week. And keep that smile
you
on your face, Miss Intellect.
Yep. Merry Christmas to you. Bye-bye.
All righty. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Area code 740. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Lori.
Hi, Lori. How are you doing? You sound down. What's wrong, boo?
Oh, no. I'm not down. Not at all. I'm good. Yeah. Sorry. I sounded down. No, I have a business, and it's doing well, but I feel like I'm being shifted into another area, an add-on to my business, and I'm wondering if it's going to flourish and help me kind of, have more fun, I guess, lighten up and have more fun.
Okay. You are shifting.
Yeah.
That is correct, and you will make more money because I'm seeing dollar signs. The angels are showing me three dollar sign symbols right in front of my face. So that means you're going to make money, no doubt. And it's a good location. Something about this environment is benevolent.
Hmm.
Okay, it's like a spiritual, it's like a blessing area. Okay, so
it is.
I can really, wow. Yeah, I can feel it's very benevolent. Aww. But yes, you are going to do good, but it's a spiritual. It's almost like, I don't know if you've ever heard of Teo, New Mexico. It's supposed to be very psychic or a spiritual area, kind of like Sedona, Arizona.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you're going is like that. It's that kind
really?
Of area. Yes. So you'll feel good. It's like you. Sometimes you can't even explain it. Like you'll get an awareness there. Or, you know, things will come to you and you're like, oh, wow, that's interesting. You know, but you're in a spiritual area. So it's like it's not only uplifting, but it's good for you spiritually, mentally, physically, yes, and your business, yes. Definitely for your business.
So
but, yeah, your shift is good. The universe is making this happen for you. This is what you asked for. So they're giving it to you.
It
yep,
is.
What you asked for.
I'm just tickled. I'm just glad. I mean, I know it's not all about the money, but I have worked for over a decade with my other business. And it's not one that you're going to, you know, be rich. But it's something that I've enjoyed, I've created. It's outside of the box. It's in a rural community. And I know people thought I'd never be able to do it because of the mentality, but I've shown them that it can be done. You can do what you desire to do. It doesn't matter where you are. I am in a very blessed building. I'm buying the building, which I never dreamt that I would be able to do. But the shift is going into health and wellness and awareness and spiritual awareness. And it's amazing.
Thank you for the validation.
But,
go ahead.
Yes, it's a validation for sure. But it's so nice that you would see money involved because that will be, I will be able to bless others and be blessed. And, you know, it takes money. That's energy. And it takes money to make money, but it also takes money to bless and enjoy some things of life sometimes. And I'm ready to be, I'm wanting the financial to be a part of it too. I've always pushed it away. And I'm wanting to embrace the financial and the money end of it too. So anyway, that feels so good. And the blessings that have been coming and the people that have been coming, that's validated. I guess I just wanted that confirmation that I'm on the right track. I don't want to, you know, go off track because I can do that so easily. I'm pretty creative. And so there's a lot of thoughts that go through my mind and I'm thinking, okay, is this the shift? Is this the direction I'm really supposed to go? So,
yes, and when those thoughts come to your mind, and Lori, when those thoughts come to your mind, have a little journal book with you, whether it's in your purse or on your desk, whatever, and write those creativity thoughts down because I'm going to tell you, in about 5 years, those little thoughts that you wrote down that maybe at that time when you wrote them, you thought, okay, it's an idea. We'll see what it comes. In 5 years, you're going to be like an entrepreneur. Those little thoughts that you wrote down over the next 5 years will come about. They will bless you as well. So it's like you have this main business, but with those other thoughts that you had, I'm living comfortable. I wonder if I should. Yes, in 5 years, those little things will be like an entrepreneur where you'll have young people 18 to 21 working for you. You'll have older people that have retired that are like, 65 to 85 that are going to work for you. And it's because of these little things that you jotted down in the next 5 years that come about that actually, oh, wow, I can see it so clearly. It's not only that you're making money, yes, you will, but you're helping these young people and these elders that are coming through. You're giving them a purpose through your business. And it's because of these ideas. So actually, you're not going to see it for 5 years. It's going to snowball. You know, it's like it's all coming together for something very big. And it's you helping the youth and helping the elderly. So it'll be on the same premise that you're doing now, but a little bit different because it'll be the little things that you jot down. So look forward to that because they're showing me you got greatness in front of you. Yeah, you do have a purpose.
I believe
that. You're being shifted for a reason. You prayed and asked the universe and put it out there, and the universe is now like, okay, it's Lori's time. In 2015, you're going to live very comfortably. You understand? Very comfortably in 2015. In other words, finances are not going to be a worry. What you'll be thinking about is, how can I help other people?
That's what I want.
Okay, because the money will come. It's almost like for you, I see you like say Einstein. I'll just throw this example out there. Einstein was so into inventions and creating and whatever, he could give a poo-poo less about money, right? All he wanted was just to put this out there and help humankind. That's you.
Yes.
The money's coming. Whether you say, oh, I need $10,000 today, whatever, you don't even have to worry. Because you're so busy doing what you really love and what your purpose is here that you don't even realize that you might go to the mailbox and, wow, there's a $5,000 check there. And you're like, oh, I forgot I had a contract with, because you're so busy helping people. But you know what? That's beautiful. The aspect of that is that we all should be at that point. Don't worry about money. Do what you do best to help the next human being. The money will be there. But we don't always live like that. But you have, so God bless you for that. Because as you go, like I said, 2015, you'll live comfortable. But your goal will be about how can you help people, get certain messages across. So, hey, congratulations, Lori. You're on a good path
thank
in
you.
The area, young lady.
Oh,
congratulations.
This has been wonderful. Thank you so much for the confirmation. I do appreciate
it. Oh, you're most welcome. You're most welcome. And wish you the best. And I'm sure I'll see you in passing. I'll be traveling around the world next year, so I'll see you. I'll see
that
you. Just
would be
remember
wonderful,
me.
Menace. I would love it.
I will.
All right.
You'll see me. Okay. Thank you, Lori, for calling. And God bless you. And congratulations,
young
lady.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Okay, next area code is 337. You're on the line with Lois.
Hi. Hi. Candace, how are you?
Fine. I'm sorry, I missed your name.
Candace. Nice to meet you.
Hi,
Candace. I'm happy I got on. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I just want to say your name correctly. All right, Miss Candace, what can I do for you, young lady, with your pretty self?
Ooh.
I can
thank
see
you.
You're just as pretty as you want to be. What
oh,
can I help
thank
you with?
You. And you know what? Last week was my birthday. I turned 31. Last Sunday.
Well,
was my
happy
birthday.
Happy birthday to Candace. Happy birthday to you. Be blessed in all ways, my dear.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
I would like to ask about my love life, actually. I'd like to know if you see some true love coming my way pretty soon, like a long-term relationship, like a marriage or something that's coming up. I don't know. You know, somebody that's really true for a change.
Okay. While you were talking, I got boner. Trying not to laugh. Lord have mercy. I don't know why I'm seeing B-O-N-E-R. So I'm going to put it like this. Maybe the first guy that comes up is going to be one hell of a sexual lover. Okay? That's all I can sense right now. That I'm not saying he's the one. I'm going to concentrate. But that's what they showed me right away was boner. I was like, oh, okay. So I guess you're going to have a good lover coming in your life. That's always a positive.
Yeah, that's okay. Really a positive.
Okay, let's see. Who's coming for Candace? Joffrey or Jeffrey? Ooh, who's Jeffrey? J-O-F, Joffrey, or either J-E-F-F, Jeffrey is coming. Let me see. What about Jeffrey? I see this guy. He's suited and booted, but I'm trying to see what field is he working in. Sales. Car salesman. He's a car salesman. Okay. Mazda. He sells Mazda cars or whatever whoever sells that product of Mazda. That's a car dealership he works at. Where are you going to meet him? You're going to meet Jeffrey. Somebody, one of your friends or relative is interested in getting a new vehicle. This is how you're going to meet him. And you just go along for company. Because you're not really looking for a car, but you just go along as company to support them. And this is how you meet Jeffrey. Let me see. Yep, somebody's going to be looking for a car in December. It's like they're tired of putting the money in the car, and it's not doing them any benefit or whatever. So they decide to, it's your girlfriend. She decides that, you know, that's it. I'm done. I'll just go get another car. Even if it's a hoopty, but it's something that's going to ride. So that's how you end up at the car dealership. Jeffrey always has a pencil. He's always writing. He's got a pencil or taking notes. And he's tall. Almost look like he could have been a basketball player at one time or another.
Oh, okay.
He's got a beautiful set of teeth. He's got a Cheshire Cat's smile, beautiful smile. All his teeth too, not dentures. They're all his teeth. He's really, really nice. He's a handsome gentleman.
Okay.
He's handsome. Let me see what else. Oh, Jeffrey's one. There's a mark. Mark is coming from the back. He's coming from behind me, coming forward. Okay.
Oh.
Mark,
well,
is the one with the long-term relationship. Huh? Go ahead. What were you saying?
Hello.
Candace?
I have a friend named Mac, who's actually a really good friend. His name is M-A-C-K.
Okay, well, that's probably close. I got Mark. It could be Mac. You know, it's still close to that. But I see him coming from the back. He's walking from around me, coming forward, going ahead of me walking. So that tells me that he's the one in the future. Jeffrey's the one that's the good lover. But Mac is the one that it's like, or Mark, however that it comes to you, is a long-term relationship. Now, he's a good man.
He's a good guy. Can you describe him if you don't mind me asking, just to make sure?
Oh, sure. Okay. What's he look like? He's got curls in his hair. It almost looks like Jerry Curl. Excuse me, but real short. Or either he has good hair.
He's short. He's short, but he has dreads.
Okay. No. Well, then that's not him. I'll stick with Mark.
Because
Mark
is the... He has curly hair, a little bit of curly hair, but he ended up becoming... He's very, very spiritual.
Is he real broad in the chest and small in the waist?
Yes.
Okay, then that's him. Yep.
And
that's the one.
He's the same height as me. He's the same exact height as me.
Okay, well, he's the one that you'd have a long-term relationship. Jeffrey's
oh.
just a lover. Sorry, that's what I'm seeing. That's what I'm seeing.
Like,
that's him. Yeah, the... Huh?
He's very... He's we're friends for now because of him right now. I mean, I already had a feeling that it was possible he was... I mean, I really, really, really like him. And it's just the fact that he's been hurt a lot, the same as me. I've been hurt a lot. I've probably been hurt probably in
Well, then
in
that's
the same
what brings you two
point.
Together.
Yeah.
Do you ever think about that? He's hurt and you've been hurt. That's what brings you two together, to heal one another. That's
wow.
a beautiful thing. It's not beautiful about being hurt, but two hurt people coming together, you both can heal each other.
And we're both in the music and everything, I bet. He's actually... He's a well-known DJ in our area, and
okay.
He kind of
well, that's your guy.
Wow.
That's okay. That's your guy. Why are you kicking him to the curb? I'm not picking
I'm not
up anything
to...
bad about his spirit, his mind,
oh, no.
or his body. Huh?
And he needs to work at a sex shop too.
Well,
the,
that's okay.
No, that's okay.
I
actually like that. The thing about that. That's actually kind of unique thing about him, which. Okay, I was like, I mean,
give him a chance. Don't kick him to the curb. Just give him a chance. I mean, you guys have a friendship foundation, so, you know, come together as a healing factor for both of you. I wouldn't let him know about Jeffrey if you decide to go with your girlfriend to the car shop. Like I said, Jeffrey is a lover, so... You know, I don't think he, you guys are not in a relationship, but still, you know, one man to another man get jealous. You know how that is. So I'm just going to tell you, as far as Jeffrey,
be
careful.
It might be what he needs in a way, because the fact that we're friends and we talk every day. It's just because if he's been hurt, he's a little standoffish, and I can tell that. I can tell that more than anything because he's been hurt. It's not even the fact that there's somebody else or whatever, because he's not even that type of guy. He's actually older than I am. He's like, he's 39 and I'm 31. And he would
both that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Age ain't number the number, honey. Because love.
Oh,
love
no,
you.
Oh, yeah, because he does not look
good.
Yeah. Doesn't at all. He's really cute. He's
you know, you could throw that line on him. I know you've been hurt by someone else. I can tell by the way that you carry yourself.
Yeah.
But if you let me love you the way you need to be loved.
And I've told him that. I've told him that, and I think that's what it is.
Okay, well, it'll happen.
Yeah.
You know, you both are two patient people, so it'll happen. But that's your long-term relationship is with that Mac guy. That's him.
Oh, wow.
That's him. So just, like I said, you both are coming together to heal each other. So work on that aspect. Pray for each other and ask that God will give both of you peace. And remove the broken pieces and the bruised areas and fill that with love and positive and joy.
If you don't mind me asking, when do you see that happening, me and him becoming more
That's at
more
any
closer?
Time. There
oh,
is
wow.
no time frame on you. That's at any time for you, too.
Oh, wow.
Any time.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't have a time frame for that because you're telling me at any time. You can do it today, the next hour, 10 minutes. It doesn't matter, but you two come together. But only thing I'm going to ask you is that you pray for each other. Pray for healing. Healing of your spirit, healing of your mind, healing of the physical. Because, you know, sometimes when things bother us on our mind, it makes our body sick. You know, we get headaches or upset tummy or whatever because we're stressing or we're worrying. So that's why I'm going to ask you to pray for both of you, for healing in all areas. And fill those areas with joy. And love and hope. Okay.
It's been a little uncertainty with me. I'm not even gonna lie to you. It's been a little uncertainty with me with me and him because I mean we both feel like it's a connection there. It's definitely a connection there. There's no doubt about it. You know, I guess the fact that like I don't want to rush anything. And I know he doesn't want to rush anything either. Because we're both like, okay, this thing is it's already intense as it is. We haven't even done anything, just let alone. You know, it's like
that's okay.
The moment I met, Yeah. And
that's okay. I mean, sex isn't all along. Sex is just a bonus, because if you can't get to you spiritually and mentally, why go to sex? You know,
yes,
so you got to connect on the spiritual, on the mental, and sex will be what it be. That's it. You know?
Yeah. Do you see any kids in the future?
Yeah, you're going to have 3 children. 2 boys and a girl.
And I already have the girl.
Well, you got 2 boys coming. Listen, you asked for that, Candace, before you came in this realm. You asked for 3 children. Now, God is going to give you that. Quit doing the deep sigh. You asked for that when you came here. You got your daughter now, but you got 2 sons coming.
He said the same thing that he wanted at least 2.
Thank you for the validation.
And I was like, oof, wow. And I'm
Thank you.
Wow. Wow.
That's okay. Candace, you're doing good. Quit worrying, girl. Enjoy your life. God is blessing you and blessing your friend.
Thank you.
Y'all just pray for one another and keep the attitude of, you know, your positiveness up. Okay? Yeah,
wow.
You're going to do good. Enjoy your holidays. You guys are going to have a nice Christmas and New Year's. So just enjoy. Even if you're not together, you're there to support one another.
Yeah.
And that means a lot, too.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. Because
okay.
I don't really care about them a whole lot. Oof,
okay.
And,
all right.
Wow.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you
oh,
so
you're
much.
Most welcome. Thank you for calling, Candace, and have a wonderful, wonderful holiday and a beautiful week this week, okay?
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Okay, area code 229. You're on the line with Linus. 229, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Melvin.
Well, hi, Melvin. How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm just resting, trying
Say,
to rest.
How's that situation? We were praying for you last week. How's that situation at work?
And I can tell, because when he comes in, I leave. And because they got a schedule like that. My supervisor's schedule, he actually
good.
Told me, to, I, you know, when he comes in, I'm getting off. And when I'm getting off, he comes in, so.
All right. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Yes.
We were praying.
Thank
All right.
You.
Well, what can I do for you today, Melvin?
Okay. I just wanted to know, like, I'm having some difficulties with my landlord. And back in June, someone stole my rent out of the drop box, and she's trying to make everyone in this apartment complex pay, or she's trying to intervene in our bank account. And
no.
Yeah, and
you can't
I want
to
I have to pay my rent by the 5th of this month, next month, excuse me. And I went to check my bank account, and they're saying that withdraw it's over what's
over the limit?
Yes, ma'am.
It's over the limit? Okay.
Yeah, and I'm short out of my bank account to pay my rent. I'm short $140. And I'm like, how could this be? So do you see, I got to go by the bank tomorrow because I don't have any more problems with this landlord, and she's just waiting to kick me out because she says she's not going to renew my lease because I was not cooperating. But in the beginning, when this first happened, I went to the bank, took her the additional papers, and I told her I'm not going to be going back and forth. I put it in the drop box, and it was 10 people that money was stolen out of the drop box.
That sounds more like your manager is the one doing it, okay? And to be honest with you, I'm picking up that the manager is the one doing the stealing. I am. That's what I'm picking up right now. The manager is the one doing the stealing and trying to make the people that live there. Wow.
Man,
I'm really getting darkness. Darkness, darkness, darkness. Your manager, you need to get out of there. Your manager is almost like the devil or Satan. And I don't like to go there. Nothing. I do your reading, but it's a lot of darkness and evil and negativity. You need to get the hell up out of there, okay?
Yeah,
I would. When you pay your rent in December, tell her you'll be gone January. You will not be there any longer. Give your notice.
Yeah, yeah, because she won't even renew my lease, which I have already signed.
Because you challenged her about what she's not doing. That's why, Melvin, you challenged her. That woman is stealing big time. That's all I'm going to tell you, because I don't need to put her business all out there in the street, but I will tell you this.
Yeah.
She is stealing big time from you tenants. And she's trying to make y'all pay for her stealing. You know, it's like throwing a rock and hiding a hand.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
So
yeah.
What you need to do next month, look for you a place to move to by January.
Yeah, I hope I get one. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, you will. Just pray on it, Melvin. God will provide it
okay.
and open it up. You just tell him you need. You just pray and say, God, I need to get out of here. This is bad for me. It's bad for my mental aspect, my health, my spirituality. I need to get up out of here because I don't want to hurt anybody and I don't want to be a problem. So provide me, you know, and you be looking in the paper or whatever, you know, for a new place. And you know what, Melvin, let me tell you this. I just, the angels are showing me where you're going to move to, the rent will be a little cheaper. It might be actually $100 cheaper.
Wow.
Where you move to. It'll be $100 cheaper. And they're showing me it's like 3 to 5 miles from where you're at now.
But the rent
will be cheaper and a nicer area, nicer building.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And these people, where you're going to move to, they're all professional. It's almost like a real estate is the one that takes care of the rents and stuff. You know what I mean? It's not an individual person there on the complex, but like, they would come in like on the first and take everybody's rent and stuff and then take it back for the owners of the complex, you know, and deposit it.
Okay.
I mean, there is people there. I see a maintenance. I see two maintenance guys. Look like a Latino and an African-American guy. So there's two maintenance guys at this new place. And it looks like the name begins with a H, Melvin.
H.
Hawthorne,
H.
Hollings. Hollingsworth or Hollings, but it starts with the H, the name of the complex. So I am seeing that much. Okay, so your Christmas gift to you is a peace of mind to move.
Yes.
That's your Christmas gift.
Yes.
Yeah,
peace
of mind.
Could it be Hampton Lake?
Oh, maybe that's what, okay.
Hampton Lake. It's kind of across from a high school.
Yes.
I gotta go by there tomorrow and fill out an application.
And Melvin, do this please. When you pay your rent, make a Xerox copy of your check. Make a Xerox copy of your check. Oh, good. Good for you.
Yeah, because she tried to claim that I didn't pay like $40 or something, and I had to take the receipt, and she, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Her name is Lynn, and she's I know, for my gut feeling said, you know, they got robbed. I had to encourage them to call the police to file a complaint that your money been stolen out of Dropbox. And she set a list out with 10 people on the list. They sent 22 eviction notices out that day. Then nobody wasn't evicted, but now they're trying to get the money back.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
she's trying
to
make up for that. Mm-mm. Let me stop.
Yeah, I know. But the bank forwards my money for my paycheck I just got paid. Is that going to be given back to me?
What I picked up, Melvin, was that it's a mistake at the bank. I don't see somebody actually taking your money. It's like it might have been a mistake at the bank. So just go to the bank on Monday. Yeah, well, just go to the bank Monday and sit down with a representative. It won't take you but 15 minutes. You'll be in and out, and they'll show you. It'll be back. It's just a bank error.
Okay. Thank
you. Yeah, it'll be okay.
Okay, thank you, lady. And I'm going to call that number. I did go to your website earlier today. I'm going to call that prayer line number and I thank you so much for praying for me. I'm just
yes, sir.
I'm ready to move forward, and I'm tired of being stuck. And
well,
it's
good.
Crazy. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yes.
And I'm grateful and I'm thankful. I help people, and I don't complain about helping people. But it's always a struggle for me. You know, and all.
Well, it won't be a struggle anymore. You just pray and ask God to open up the sky for your benefit. And remember, when you pray, to always tell God you're grateful that it has done.
Oh, yeah. I'm grateful.
You're grateful for your new apartment. Don't just pray for a new apartment. Tell God you're grateful for your new apartment. It's already done. It's just a matter of you finding it and move in. He already got it there.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Yep.
I really appreciate
that. Tell him
that
you're grateful. It's already done. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Melvin,
wow,
thank you for calling. Great. Everything is going to be fine. And I'm glad that the situation at your job changed. That makes me very happy. So, I mean, if nothing else, I'll pray for you in a minute. That's just me. I have a goddaughter that's a prayer warrior. So. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to call a prayer line. Now, in Eastern Standard Time, it's best to call at 8.
So it would be 8 o'clock your time, which is fine. And for me, it's at 5 o'clock. But if you're on the East Coast, it's 8 o'clock. And I will find that number, too, and tell it again at the end of the show.
Yes, ma'am. I went to your website, and I found it.
Oh, okay. Wonderful.
Yeah. Number, but I didn't have the code, but I found the code. And I wrote it down today. Yes, ma'am. I wrote it down today. Yeah.
Good.
Thank you so much, Lenny, for what all you do for me. You really encourage me to give me hope and knowing that I'm finna step in to a better life.
Well, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
And you're most welcome. But thank God, he just works through me. Yes, but I'm grateful. I thank God for that.
Thank you. Have
a good day, Melvin. I'm so glad you called. Get to looking for that apartment now so you can get out of there after December 31st, okay?
Yes, ma'am, I will.
Okay,
God bless you.
Okay. Thank you, and have a wonderful week, Melvin. God bless. Okay. Area code 310, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Yes, hi, this is Susan.
Hi, Susan, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. And what can I help you with, young lady?
Yeah, I was just calling to see if you had any insight about my work right now.
Okay. Oh, my God. At the top of my head, I got like somebody with a hammer hitting me on my head. Jesus. Ooh. Okay. I see him now. It's some guy. He's just stupid.
Yeah, he's totally stupid.
Yeah, I'm picking it up. And it's like maybe that's why I felt like a hammer hitting me at the top of my head. He don't want to listen. He thinks he's a know-it-all, knows everything.
Yep.
But in essence, he knows shit. He don't know
That's
nothing.
That's right.
Just an arrogant
You
ass.
Hit it on
okay,
the nail.
Sorry. Yeah. Okay, let me go on. They just showed me that right away because it hit me. Okay, there's a woman on your job, and they're telling me that she benefits you. She really loves you, thinks you're a beautiful person, and she will do whatever that she can to help you, almost like as a supervisor. Because at times
so
I
awesome.
See that her hands are tied. I'm sorry?
Yes. No, I just wrote her. So that's awesome.
Okay, so, like I said, because she thinks you're a heck of a person. She really does love you. But anyway, sometimes her hands are tied, but the benefit is that she tries to help you through your little excursions or whatever. That she tries
right.
to help you on your behalf. So, yeah, good lady. She's got a lot of heart about her. Good lady.
Yes.
There's some changes going on your job. Part of them is financial, as far as people that should be getting raises or COLAs and also promotions. It's almost like the group is on stuck street. You're not moving forward. You should be all moving forward.
Yes.
Let's see. There's a write-up. I'm getting a write-up. Things have to change for the better. New attitude. I see. You take things to heart sometime. Well, come on, Susan. Fuck them.
Well, sorry.
Y'all know I'm a nut
okay.
out there. Don't mind me. I shoot from the hip, and I'm a nut. I'm putting my spirit into your spirit, so I'm seeing this, and I'm like,
yeah.
Please. They need to leave you alone. But anyway, you're a good worker,
yeah.
A good worker and a hard worker, too. That's why this woman likes you a lot, because you're a 150% person. She's trying to get you possible to see if there's an opening in another department, Susan, or another company. But I see going up. I see some stairs going upstairs. Stairs going up. And it looks like she's looking up there for another position for you where you'll be happy. So I don't know.
Okay.
She's looking. She's got her feelers out there looking for you. But also, if not there within the company where you're at another company, because she's also checking with some of her connections, I'll put it like that. You know, if they have something opening it at another company that you would like. But, yeah, she knows sometimes that you have a hard time. And it's because of the people around you. I tell you, if they get rid of that one guy and there's a little short lady, she's like a little rat. She is so sad and depressed and insecure in herself. Misery loves company. That's what I'm looking for.
Okay.
She's the kind of person misery loves. She's miserable, so she wants to take everybody else down with her. But she sits across the room. Sometimes she shares lunch, she come across or whatever. But, she needs to love herself and forgive herself. That's all. She'd be okay. But instead she wallows in this misery game. Why, I don't know. But anyway, stay away from her. Little short woman.
Okay.
Short and round.
Okay.
And definitely that guy. You already know he's an asshole. In fact, I will tell you... I just got off the phone with Melvin. He was in a situation at his job with a worker, and we prayed for him. I will pray for you too, Susan, but I'm going to tell you, pray that this person is happy somewhere else, but not where he is with you guys. You know, ask God to move him away, but that he'll be happy in another situation, because you don't want to tell, you don't want to pray and say, I hope he becomes a garbage man. You know?
Yeah.
No,
well,
you want
to
always put out
just,
good, but you want your good
ignorant.
To be pronounced
he's just
and
ignorant,
profound.
You know, I get that.
I see it. Yeah, I know, I see it. But I'm just telling you to get him out of your environment. And the other woman, too, she just needs to forgive herself and love herself. But for this guy, because he stands out above the rest, I mean, he's just like, wow, front and center in front of me. Just pray that he get moved to another department, another job, and he'll be happy where he's at.
Okay.
But he's not in the environment where you are working at.
I can do that.
Yeah. But other than that, it'll be okay.
So you don't think
the
I should
up,
look,
it'll be
look
fine.
Elsewhere? You think I should
the
stick
lady
it out?
Is helping you. Let her help you,
because
she is helping you. She has connections. Like I said, I saw her going up these steps trying to, you know, talk to some people to see if they had openings. And then if they don't, I also see her on the phone calling people, you know, like I said, connections, to see if they may have openings at their company for you. So, yeah, she's working in your behalf. Good lady. So just continue to talk with her, you know, and you've expressed how you feel and everything. But, she's going to help you.
Wow, you hit it right on the nail. Awesome. So thank you so much.
Well, I'm glad.
I just needed some validation.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the validation. Thank you. Well, you know what, Susan? You have a good week. And keep your head held high and learn to pop your collar. When you know you've done good, girl, take your collar and pop it. Say, yeah, it's Susan time. All right. Okay.
Thank
have a wonderful week, and thank you for calling.
Thank you. Many blessings.
You're welcome. God bless. Okay, next caller, area code 719. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. It's Juliet.
Hi, Julia or Juliet?
Juliet.
Juliet. All right. Well, how you doing, Miss Juliet?
I'm doing good. I just, I was calling about my mom because she is in the hospital and she has like an infection going on and it's getting better, they say. And I was just wondering if she's going to get better and come
home. What's your mom's
name,
honey? What's your mom's name?
Her birth name.
Just her first name.
Mary.
I don't need her whole name. Huh?
Yeah, her Mary.
Mary? Okay.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, when you started talking, I was going to ask you, we had a breathing problem when you, Juliet, when you first started talking. Okay. Let me concentrate on your mom. Juliet, the first thing I want to tell you, two things right away. Number one, sit down and talk to the doctor and tell him don't pull punches. Tell you the truth, what's going on. And number two, oh, God, I just lost it. They just told me. What was the second thing? Oh, new medications. That's what it was. They want to try some experimental medication on your mom. Not at this time. Not at this time.
Okay.
That's what it was. That was the two things. Okay, not at this time. Now, as far as your mom's health, she's got to believe that she's going to get better. She is.
Yeah.
It's not her time. You don't have to worry. Your mother's not getting ready to pass. That ain't happening. So I'll tell you, I'll be
she's
honest
a mule.
With you. She's not getting ready to die. But she needs to believe that she's going to get better, though. You know, she kind of get tired of being sick and going through this back and forth, back and forth. So I want you to do prayers, Juliet, for healing. And I also will put your mother on my prayer list to pray for your mom
Thank
as well.
You.
But yeah, you want to do healing prayers. Wait a minute. I'm seeing something. Okay. Do you have a crystal at home? You know what crystals are? Crystal stones?
Yeah, I have some crystals. Yeah, like a long one, kind of, like a long one.
Do you have one that you could put in your mom's hand that's not too big?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
It's just a small one.
This is what I want you to do. Okay. I want you to take that crystal. I want you to hold it within the center. Put both your hands around that crystal. And I want you to pray as strong as you can for healing, to make that crystal a healing crystal.
Okay.
Okay? You may sit there for 5 minutes as you're praying, and your hand will probably get, both your hands will probably get kind of warm. Almost like a healing pad. That's okay. Don't you break it. Once you are through praying, that is a healing. Take that crystal. Don't let anybody else touch it. Just you. Take it up to the hospital. Put it in your mom's hand. And while she's holding that crystal, pray for a healing. That she'll be 100% better. And, you know, she's not going to have to worry about going through this back and forth. Her health is really going to improve in 2 to 3 years. Yeah, 3 years' time, it's almost like she's back perfect. Like whatever transpired 3 years before, it's like now she's perfect. So for right now, just do that. Take the healing crystal, pray over it, and then put it in your mom's hand and hold her hand and pray for her as a healing. But she must believe it. I mean, I understand. Your mom's tired. She's tired of the sickness and BS,
I
understand that. Yeah. I really do. But she's got to believe that, yes, she is going to get better. She'll get back to being Mary, who she used to be. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, she's you know, a stubborn, strong woman. She's always been strong-willed and loves working with the kids, and I just want her to be able to do that again.
Yeah, and she will. She will. That's what I said. In about 3 years' time, she'll be perfect. It'll be like the mom that you know. You know, but please understand, don't get too upset with her. She doesn't like being sick. Your mom doesn't. It just takes her down. She really doesn't like it.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying the healing, so that even if she gets better, she'll have that healing crystal with her, even when she's at home.
Okay.
You know, just to pick it up and put it in her hand and think, I'm better. I'm better. I know that I'm getting better. Yeah.
Yeah. And I even tell her that. I tell her, Mom, you know, I tell her, you've never been, you know, the one to give in and quit. I tell her, you know, and you got to believe. You know, you got to believe
well,
that
you're
going to be better.
Good for you.
And you got to do that, you know. And she says,
good,
I know, I am. I am. And I just got to, you know, it's like I got to keep reminding her because she just.
Yep, that's why I said,
I wouldn't want to be in her position because I know it would be a bummer.
Yeah. But, yeah, well, you're doing good. You're doing good. Thanks again for the validation, but you're doing good. You're doing good, And Mom is going to get better. You're doing the right thing. Just keep telling her she is going to get better. She'll get through this.
I will.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
In fact, your mom's going to enjoy she's going to enjoy Christmas. I see her sitting in a big chair and there's a little blanket over her leg, you know. But she's enjoying everybody. She's laughing and giggling.
Oh,
I mean, she's just really enjoying it. It's almost like she feels free, you know.
Good.
So maybe it's just a setting, the environment on Christmas Day just brings joy out of her heart and her spirit, and she just feels real good.
Good.
Yep.
Free in heaven, right? She's still here physically.
No, honey, your mother's not getting ready to die. Please believe that. No, she ain't nowhere. Look, she ain't nowhere near that punch card. Believe me. No. You know, your mom's just like the rest of us. You know, sometimes some are more prone to sickness than others, and you get tired of it, and it makes you irritable, angry, and mad, and you're like, why, God, why do I have to keep going through this bullshit, you know, but there's reasons that things happen, and if nothing else, for her to believe in herself, like, you know what, I'm not going to have this cold, the devil is a lie, I'm not having this cold, I am in good health, and I'm going to feel better, so, and she will, she'll get to that point, she'll see her own power.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're on a good path. You're doing great. Just keep doing what you're doing. You're telling Mom good things, and good things are going to happen for her. So she's listening. You're right. Your mom is a little stubborn and hard-headed, but believe me, she's listening to you. She's listening. Don't think she's not. She hears you. Okay? All right.
Thank you very much, Juliet,
and have a wonderful holiday with your mom, okay?
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling. Okay. You're listening to In the Studio with Linus. I mean, Lord have mercy. You're listening to Psychic Reading Sundays with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, and Miss Nina is your moderator, and she's in there to assist. Okay, now, area code 415, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sophia. I thought I didn't push one. I was like, dear Lord, have I been on all this time and I didn't push one? The line's still up. People call it early, and I'm like, holy cow, I'm way down on the list. Okay. So this is Sophia, and I want to say that I just think you're wonderful. You're so loving and patient with every caller, and I just want to say I feel a lot of gratitude that there's somebody like you providing this service for people. So
thank you, Sophia. God bless you. Thank you for that. I do appreciate that. Well, you know, I'm all about love, honey. Love is the most powerful energy in this universe. Oh, my God, if we could just love unconditionally, You know what I mean? All of us unconditionally just love, you know,
yes.
Even when people piss you off, that's okay. I still
yes.
love you, even though I'm walking my ass away. But, you know,
yeah.
but I still love
I hear
you. And it's just, yeah, it's just powerful. So I feel like maybe this is my purpose, is to show people that not only do I share my love, but you're lovable, that you can be loved. Not just from
yes.
me, but from anybody. So, yeah.
And it's potent. It's very powerful. So, you know, and that's why I think you're a prayer warrior. I've said this to you before. I think that when you pray, God answers. I just think that there is so much power in your, when you pray, God is really listening. So, so my question is along the love line, because I did talk with you about Peter coming to visit. And you
yep.
saw that in progress. Now, I don't know. I don't think you mentioned a time frame. So I just wanted to check in with you about that. If this is still something that's happening, and if so, if you do get a time frame.
Peter ought to be there on the 1st. Have you talked to him this week?
No.
I keep seeing one, which telling me on the 1st.
You said one. Okay.
December 1st. Yeah.
December 1st.
That's what
okay.
I keep saying. The angels are showing me a one in front of me, which means tomorrow.
Okay.
Isn't tomorrow the 1st? Oh, my God.
Yeah, tomorrow is the 1st.
Surprise.
Today's the
30th. You got a surprise.
Okay. I know you're coming.
He's in town. I'm picking up that he's there. He's already
wow.
there.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm picking
mean,
up that he's already there. I feel his being, but tomorrow you hear from him. He's like, "Hi, Sophia, how are you doing? Want to get together for lunch or something?" You're like, "Huh? Where are you?" Right here. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like,
he's
how many
town.
Miles away
he's
you think
there right
be?
Now?
He's in
he's
town.
In town.
Okay.
He came in yesterday. Yeah,
okay.
He flew in yesterday.
Okay.
So he's there.
Okay.
Surprise, surprise. Well, aren't you going to have a good week? Well, hello.
Why not?
Yeah.
Anytime's a good time.
A good
yes.
week.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
you should hear
do
from him
still...
tomorrow.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, I just wanted to check in and see if you still see him inviting me back to visit him back where he is.
Oh, yeah, girl, because you're going to whip it on him. Come on. Come on, Sophia. You know, we're women. We have a gold mine. Has
okay.
been called the promised land.
Okay.
You know I'm a nut, honey. But anyway, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. You,
okay.
You will, yes. You better hope he doesn't place you on the plane right next to him.
Yeah, that would take some planning because I don't have a visa.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that's
it expired. It expired. Yeah, no, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But that's how
yeah.
he's feeling. Like, okay, get your visa, let's go.
Okay. There
yeah.
is a fast track, I'm told. There is
now,
a fast
Sophia,
track
when
to getting
calls
it.
You tomorrow, act surprised. Don't give it away because I told you. You know, be
oh,
like,
no, I would never.
Oh,
I would
Peter,
no,
cute?
That's between us girls.
You know,
no.
Like, how'd you know I was here?
Yeah, no, no way. That's our secret, right? You and all the listeners and myself.
Yeah.
So,
yes. Oh. You're going to have
so
a
you do
wonderful
see that
good
something
holiday,
could go forward. Yeah, I'm like, I'm so ready. Like drowning in paperwork and all this other stuff that I have to do that is not the most fun in the world. But so, yeah, so
well,
that would be really nice.
Break. Peter's a vacation
yeah.
for you, more than a
okay.
vacation. But you know what I'm saying? Like a vacation where you go away and you know, you enjoy yourself,
mm-hmm.
blah, 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 and then you come back home. Well, you're not leaving because your vacation is a man that's right there with you.
Okay.
That's your vacation.
So you
Peter.
do see that this can play out into the future?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I'm telling you, you better hope that man don't just snatch you up and leave. Be like, wait, my family, my friends, they're all back. You know? I want you, woman, now. I mean, it's all
well, maybe
good.
He came out of the cave. You know how men go in their cave?
Sparkles.
Oh, I said, maybe he's ready to come out of the cave. You know how they say men go in their cave, and then and then one day they come out and they realize there's a whole world out there.
That's right, and that's why you're going to use your womanly wiles to confirm that.
Okay.
You got the
aye,
mental.
Aye, sir.
You got the spiritual. Now bring the physical on, sister girl.
Okay.
And you got
well,
it.
I'm definitely
you got
keep
the complete
you, definitely.
Package.
Thank you. Thank you. I think that we connect on all levels. So, but it's been a while, so it'll probably be like I get a reacquainted. But so I'm hoping, you know, that it is, you know, like. It, sometimes with some people, nothing, if, even if there's been a long time that's passed, it doesn't change
yes.
anything because the spirit is still
Amen.
There, the quality, you know what I mean?
Amen.
So,
yes.
I'm hoping that's what this is, you know?
Oh, it is. I told you, I see nothing but sunshine and sparkles. You two are going to be fine. Don't worry about you two.
Okay.
You're good.
Okay.
You're good.
I
yeah,
will definitely keep you posted, honey. I will definitely keep you posted. Might even invite you to a wedding.
Yep, you know I'm there. I'll be traveling around the world next year, so I'll be there.
Oh, cool. How cool is that?
Yeah, my book will be out, so my book is going to take me around the world. My goal is to win a Pulitzer Prize in Literary Arts. That is my goal right now.
Wow.
I got a letter
well,
of consideration
announce
on
your
my
book.
First
do
book.
Do announce your book. Okay.
Yeah, oh, no, I will. I'll let y'all know. I'll let everybody know so you can buy it. But my first book that I put out of poetry, I got a letter of consideration. And I framed that from the Pulitzer Prize Committee. So now I'm going for to win in literary arts.
You are
amazing.
And if
that, I don't win,
that was
that's
your
okay.
first
I'm
book ever?
I'm going to try my very best and go around the world and lecture and empower women into some areas that we don't normally talk about. In fact, we don't talk about, to be honest. But, yep, but I'll be telling all y'all about it come January. Ha ha.
Well, that was your first book, and you got a letter of recommendation. That's amazing. That's amazing.
You want to hear something
absolutely
really crazy?
Amazing.
When I wrote that first book, and I'll get to the next caller, it's crazy. I wrote that book in 4 months. That's unheard of.
That's fast.
An
that's,
author
yeah,
for the first
amazing,
time
too.
Never writes in 4 months. It like 4 years, you know,
exactly.
whatever. But I wrote the book
exactly.
in 4 months. So what I did is every chapter, every poem, I asked God to give me the words.
Okay.
So you tell me what to write, and I will write it. And that's what I did.
Well, didn't I tell you you were a prayer warrior? when you pray, God listen.
He does.
That
but
is
he
an incredible
all of
story. He does, but you have the faith, you know, and I think that's what it is too, is that you also have the faith that your prayer will be answered. And that's
yes, ma'am,
so
I do.
Key. And that's
I
so
do.
Key. So yeah. I hope everybody is so inspired. You inspire me, so I want to keep hearing the rest of the story, okay? Keep us posted.
Okay, you got it.
And I will keep you posted as well. Okay, sweetheart. Have a good night.
All right. You too. Thank you for calling, Sophia, and God bless you as well, my dear.
Thanks. Thank you, honey.
You're welcome. Okay, area code 561. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this? Well, guess not. Maybe they were just wanting to listen. And that's okay. Oh, here we go. Wait a minute. Okay, 561. You're on the air with Linus.
Hello.
Hi, I can barely hear you. Can you speak up in the phone a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Glennis. How are you?
Fine. Who's this?
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you today?
I'm okay. I want to ask you, I started working at a place I was volunteering at about a few weeks ago, and the manager is like a micromanager, and there's another store that I worked at today that I want to get transferred to because it's the better environment for me. So I want to see if you see this happening and if this, you know, what about this manager? Why is she like this? I just,
Because she's unhappy with herself. That's all.
Yeah, she's just,
what I told somebody
earlier,
misery likes company. She's just unhappy
with herself. Yeah, it's like she loves chaos.
Yeah, yeah, well, part of misery. And some people do. Some people thrive on chaos, believe it or not. I have never understood that in my life, Lisa. How could you thrive on drama and chaos? But there's some people out there, that's what makes them happy, and that's how they live day to day. But anyway, I want you to write a formal letter, and you want this to be inspired to transfer you to this other store. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to write a letter to the manager, the micromanager, and let her know that you think your skills and your education and everything will be better served at the other store. You don't have to say, I'm unhappy here. You get on my nerves.
No.
Damn.
Oh, no.
You know, I don't want you to say stuff like that. Just write a letter. And why I want you to write a letter, because it's a legal document. So if she comes back to say anything out the side of her mouth, you have this document that says that you wrote that could you be transferred to another store because you think your skills and education would be better served. You're not getting on her or causing chaos. You know what I'm doing is telling you to do it the right way and a nice way, but also to get you out of there to where you want to go. And you need to go through her. So the letter not only is being nice toward her, but it's also CYA covering you. So she says anything, so, you know what, I went to her as a grown woman with respect and honor, you know, that I wanted to go to another store, and this is what she said. Now do you understand why I want you to write the letter?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It don't have to be no big letter. You can do like a small paragraph, 3 or 4 sentences, that's all. But anyway, to give that to her and also a copy for you. Yes,
mm-hmm.
You are going to the other store. You are. You'll be moving over there. In fact, you might be moving over there in 7 to 10 days. So you might have to bite a hole in your tongue or on the side of your lip for a minute. But 7 to 10 days, you'll be over at the other store. And it's permanent. It's like not only at the other store, but you'll move up. You'll be there
mm-hmm.
for a while in one position, but then you'll move up to another one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I will be better utilized there.
Yes, you will. But this is just so that you know, you're doing it, you're leaving the right way, okay? That's why I want you to do, you know, write this little letter, give it to her, you know, and also while you're at it, check at the other store, whoever the manager is at the other store, say, you know what, I would love to come work here. It would really be beneficial for me. Do you think I, you know, get ahead of the game?
Mm-hmm.
Talk to
yeah.
them and say, you know, I would love to come here and start working as soon as possible at your store. I just feel like it'd be better for me. You know, and that manager might let the other manager know, well, you know what, Lisa's coming over here. She's going to be working with us for the rest of her duration.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're saying,
sorry.
Mm-hmm. But this is the way
yeah.
to do it. I don't want you to be going off on that woman. I know she works your last good nerve.
Yes,
I can
does.
See that. I know she does. But you
oh,
want
yeah.
to leave in good standing.
Yeah.
You know how she is, but you don't have to lower yourself to her level. So, you know, you be the bigger, as they say, the bigger person. You know, but
yeah,
also, like I said, again, write the letter. Go to the other store and talk to those people and tell them. Talk to them, too. And that way you mm-hmm. already have them, you know, backing you up, so to speak. So when you put this transfer in or that you want to go to this other store, they're like, well, hey, we've got interested people at this other store. They want her. Yay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I was going to look for another job, but then when I started working at this store, I was like, you know what, I'm going to see if I can just transfer here instead of looking for a new job.
Mm-hmm. You will change jobs in June of next year.
Oh,
but
really?
Then also
okay.
You're going to take a class, too. I see you taking 1 or 2 classes in the
yeah,
evening,
I am at school.
3 days a week.
I am
so,
yeah.
Oh, you already
I'm
doing
in school.
It?
Oh. Yeah, I am
oh,
in school.
Validation. Okay, well, mm-hmm. in June, you'll be working at a job that you really want to be at.
Yeah.
And make the money that you want to make. Okay? So just hang
yeah.
on. Be patient. About 6 months or 7 months from now, you'll be where you want to be. And happy, not just to be there making good money and doing the work, but you'll be happy.
Yeah, that's what I want to be. I need to.
Okay. Sometimes we got to take low to get high. But when we stand
yeah,
up,
definitely.
Start running, baby girl. Start running.
Mm-hmm.
That means
okay,
bring yourself forward, whatever that it is in your education, your tools, your skills, bring it forward. But, you know, we all have taken low. And that's okay. You take low for a while, but you expect to get high, get higher, which means better in life. As my father used to say, you got to crawl before you walk, and that's true. But once you stand
yeah.
up, run. As I say, run, Forrest, run.
Okay,
thank you, Lisa, for
thank
calling.
You.
I'm going to try and get one more call in before I leave. So thank you, Lisa. Have a wonderful week, and God bless you. Okay, there we go. Okay, area code 478. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing terrific, girlfriend.
I won't know what's coming up for me in my love life. I'm not with anyone right now.
Oh, okay. Ooh, Patricia, who was this man in the past, dumb as gum?
Dumb as gum.
God, the angels got me laughing. They were like, they're so glad that you're not with that person anymore. Woo! Mm.
Oh, that probably
like
was
like watching paint dry on a wall.
Oh, yeah. That was John.
Okay. Okay, well, anyway, the angels are glad you're not with him. So, hey, good
he's married someone else, so I don't think he's coming back. So, good for her.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's good. Okay, let's see what's in your future. They were just sometimes, you know, when I get these things, I got to let y'all know. Okay, let's see what's in your future. Ooh, big, tall, thick man. Lord have mercy. He looks like a security guard. Ooh,
oh.
Big man, like maybe 287, 300 pounds, but he's not fat. I mean, he's like 6'4 and strong. Ooh, I can feel him. It's like, man, if he just tapped you, you're out for the count. Let's see,
well, I did used to know an 8-football player, but we don't. He's from my past. No, like he played.
No,
he went out for professional. Okay.
Oh. Okay. Well, I'm seeing this guy. He is strong, and is his name Patrice or Panthers or something like that?
Huh. No, his name
Patrice.
Is Kendrick.
No, this is not the guy.
Okay.
He's not the guy. Nope. Mm-mm. This guy is light-skinned. You would think that he's white. He's mixed black and... Well, no, he's not mixed black and white. He's mixed black and Filipino.
No.
He's mixed black and Filipino, but he is strong. He's got the tallness from his mother's side. His mother is African American and his father is Filipino, but he got
mm-hmm.
his strength and height from his mom's side. I'm trying to see where you're gonna meet him at, Patricia, because he's so close to you. It's like that's why I'm feeling his body, his strength, because he's so close. Where is this man at, angels? Show me. Okay, I'm seeing a building. Why am I seeing the roof flapping? The roof is flapping almost like the wind is coming through, flapping this roof. What is that?
I hope it's not my roof.
No. I'm talking about where you're going to meet this guy at. That's what I'm asking, so I can tell you where you'll meet him. It's a building. It's got a flat roof. But the roof, okay, it needs repairs. So what does he do? Tile, rugs. He's in flooring. Okay, thank you, angels. He's in flooring. He lays carpet or tile or wood floors. That's what it is, because I can see the business. I don't know what happened, but on the left-hand side, if you were facing the front door, on the left-hand side, the roof is messed up. I don't know if, I mean, it definitely needs repair, but the roof is messed up like it's flapping. So that's what I was saying. But the store itself is a flooring store. In fact, it's all windows on the front. You can look right in and see the different examples on the wall and, you know, the carpet and stuff. It's just the windows are so wide and open. So why would you go there to meet him? Somebody's doing home improvement. Yeah, either a friend or a relative is doing home improvement, and they want your input. That's how you end up at the store, because I'm trying to think. I don't see you going for yourself, but if somebody home improvement, but you end up at the store, that's how you meet this guy. And it looks like he might have been on the outside, like smoking a cigarette, and you and this lady walk in, and, you know, he gets through smoking, because he looks at you, and you look at him, but nothing is really said, and then he comes back in the store. And there's a white guy that's helping your relative or friend. And, again, there he is looking at you. I see him. He's looking at you again, Patricia. Okay. You need to go over there and flirt. Now I see. You need to go over there and flirt with him a little bit. If nothing else, just say, you know, what kind of carpet do you think would be best for a bathroom? You know, what, you know, getting out the shower and the steam and stuff. You know how to do it. And just, what do you think would be the best carpet for a bathroom? Just start a conversation. And through that, that's when you two will start talking and exchange phone numbers.
Okay.
So that's how you meet him. But remember, he's a tall man. He's big. And, yes, he does look like a football player. He's attractive. He's got some beautiful skin. Oh, my God, just beautiful skin on a man. But he's attractive. And he's bald. And he's bald by choice. The man got hair. He likes going bald. But, yeah, I mean, not going bald, but shaving his head. Nice personality. He's an Aquarius.
Oh, God.
May or may not have a daughter. I'm asking, does he have children? He's single, so you don't have to worry about that. He's not married or anything. He's single, so he's fair game. I'm seeing, I don't think it's a daughter. I think it's a niece that he's real close to. I don't think he's had children. I don't think he's had children yet, so I think it's a niece that he's real close. Because he's close to his sister. Okay, now I see him and his sister are real tight, so that's okay. That's beautiful. That's fine. Yeah. So, yep, that's him. So you just march over to that side of the store and flirt.
I will do that. Thank you so much, Lennon.
Oh, you're most welcome. And I'm telling you, he has the most beautiful skin. Other than my brother was dark chocolate, and I just loved his color because his skin was so beautiful. This is how this guy is, but he's not dark. He's like medium to light complected. But, you know, it's just one of those things when you look at him, you'll be like, God, you know, bro got nice skin. So, anyway. All right, well, have a wonderful week, Patricia.
You too. Thank you so much.
Girl.
All right,
okay.
I will. Thank you. Bye.
You're most welcome. Thank you for calling. Okay, well, we're coming to the close. I got 1 minute left, so let me go real quick. Thank you, everybody in the chat room. Thank you, Miss Nina. Thank you, all the people that are still holding, and please forgive me that I wasn't able to get to you today. I'm so sorry. You know that I love each and every one of you. Give me a call next Sunday, and hopefully you'll get in, you know, so that I can help you. Don't forget to check out my website, theessenceofsuccess.com. If you want an in-depth reading, you click on intuitive reading at the top of the page, and you got me, and schedule and do a reading. Monday night, be sure and tune in at 6 p.m. for Blues Mission with Mr. Walter Dubai out of Canada at 6 p.m. He's always playing excellent, excellent music. So I hope you guys tune in and listen to that. And also at 7 p.m., I think that's West Coast or Mountain Time, Levitating Minds, L&B Empowerment, also Monday night. Check that out as well. Okay, I want to thank everybody. Don't forget, the full moon's on the 6th, new moon on the 21st. Wrote that down. New financial prayer is on my website. Please enjoy that. And I pray that it helps everybody. And for the couple of people that called in that need prayers, I will be praying for you tonight that those changes do come about for you. Okay, I love y'all. I thank you. And look forward to seeing you next Sunday at 3 p.m. on Psychic Reading Sundays with Linus. Have a good one, everybody. And be sure and smile and always smile. Even if you don't hug everybody, at least show somebody a smile. Sometimes that's just enough to change the day. Okay? Thank you. Have a good one.